this one to USC. They moved to 1-6 on the season. They got one game left on Wednesday. They'll travel up to Cleveland. It's MEA week next week, and then they'll turn around and play playoffs starting that following Thursday. Taking a look at some of the stats for Martin County West, Maddox Faber ended the night 8 of 17 through the air for 88 yards. And Pierce Roman had 15 attempts for 66 yards on the ground. Maddox Faber 10 for 17 yards. Caden Lang had 3 carries for 20. And Preston Seapress had 2 carries for 10 yards. Pierce Roman had 2 receptions for 33 yards. Preston Seapress had 4 for 50. And Martin County West just not able to get on the board. They had that chance back in the second quarter. Got really close down to the half-yard line. Could tell from the corner, I mean, we were pretty far away, but that he tried to reach the ball out to hit the pylon, but the ref said his knee was down, and the referee right there on top of it. So a good call from him. Taking a look at stats for USC, Colt Bullerman had 7 attempts rushing for 22 yards. Noah Gonzalez led the way. Well, actually, they're tied. Noah Gonzalez and Sean Peterson both had 11 carries for 63 yards and both had a touchdown on the evening as well. So congrats to the Rebels. They moved to 3-4 on the season. They go to New Richland, Heartland, Ellendale, Geneva on Wednesday, and Martin County West travels up to Cleveland. Now head coach Tom Elliott, gracious enough to join me. I know it's a tough loss again to USC, but you guys had them back and forth so much in the first half. You're just not able to get that ball through the end zone. Really close there on that run from Roman and probably, what, the half-yard line and yeah, just down.
He was real close. I know that it was on the opposite.
There you go.
Okay.
You're good.
Yeah, opposite side of the field, but it looked like he was very, very close. Great effort out of Pierce. I mean, He's all guts, and you know, anytime he's got the ball in his hands, he's giving it everything he had, and he sure did on that run, making a lot of guys miss, but just coming up a little short.
I think I noticed him in his cutbacks a lot more tonight because I was able to watch him just a lot more, and I was like, whoa, he was like splitting defenders and making nice cutbacks, and it was just he did a good job tonight.
Yeah, he's a shifty athlete, and he's got great vision, so you know, we try to get the ball in his hands as much as we can because. Usually good things happen when you can get it in the playmaker's hands.
I know you wanted to send those 6 seniors off with their last home game of the season here with a win, but not able to. But everybody, I mean, they played hard. They played good. Just like I said, couldn't get it enough together to get it into the end zone tonight.
Yeah. You know, it was a gritty effort out of the kids. You know, it came in with a game plan, executed it pretty well, you know. But over the course of 4 quarters, they just made a few more plays than we did, and we, you know, came up a little bit short. So, you know, like on that one drive, you know, we had a good pass to Preston Seapress. He was wide open. You know, pass was just a little bit off, but, you know, that was a touchdown pass if we hit him in stride and able to get him the ball a little cleaner there. But, you know, opportunities, well, they just didn't go our way tonight. But we definitely had some.
Turn around, you do get a little bit of an extra day because you turn around and play Wednesday up in Cleveland, so a long road game to kind of finish off the season. But What do you need to do against Cleveland next week?
Well, we have to clean up the tackling. I mean, it was we did a better job tonight, but it definitely wasn't a perfect job. You know, they had a few drives there where, you know, we kind of got out of, you know, we kind of let our fundamentals slip a little bit, and they were able to gain extra yardage. And, you know, against a team like this that we played tonight with that, you know, that power T running game, you know, if you let them fall forward for 3 or 4 extra yards, you know, a couple times a drive, it extends them and, you know, kind of puts you, you know, in bad field position, all those things. Cleveland's a little bit different of a team, more of a spread look, but with good athletes. So we're going to have to tackle better in space and all those things kind of roll together. And execution on offense, you know, we did a pretty good job tonight, had some opportunities, but just fell short.
And, you know, always tough to lose seniors. You have to go through it every year. But just say, you know, general about those kids, a bunch of great kids.
Yeah, they are great kids. You know, small group. You know, we got 6 of them. But a lot of them, they've been in the Maverick football program since they were little ones. And, you know, they've dedicated a lot of time and the parents too. So you never want to see kids, you know, kind of walk off into the sunset because, you know, they bring so much to the program and, you know, have always been there and worked their tails off. But, you know, not getting them a victory tonight, is you know, that sucks. But, you know, it is what it is. And every team in the state goes through it. And, you know, it's just it's another chapter in their lives. And I hope they look back on it fondly.
All right, Coach. Well, we wish you the best of luck next week against Cleveland, and have safe travels up there as well. And thanks for joining us on the postgame show.
Thanks for having me.
Head Coach Tom Elliott here on the postgame show on Extreme Country 105.7. Again, Martin County West loses to United South Central 14-0. Thanks to Janet for keeping us on the air back in the studio. Thanks to all of our great sponsors for allowing us to bring you Maverick football. We'll have the game next week on the air as well from Cleveland. So just on radio, no live video or anything. So join us for that next week. Pregame 6:45 and the kickoff at 7 o'clock. I'm Carrie Brawlsma from Trimont saying so long for now. Have a great night.